This is Chris Malik, host of the WDW Review podcast and owner at Saratoga Springs. You're listening to the My DVC Points podcast.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 63 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today, we're picking right back up where we left off with the Saratoga Springs review. We're going to jump into transportation. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVCResaleMarket.com. And as a matter of fact, my buddy Andy Berry from DVC Resale Market will be on at the end of the show to give us a little bit of a recap on Saratoga Springs. Spoiler alert, it's worth hanging on to. I'll throw this pebble in your pond. Saratoga Springs is the number one resold timeshare on the planet. Andy will talk to us a little bit more about that at the end of the show. Let's pick up right where we left off with transportation options at Saratoga Springs. So let's talk about getting there. Let's move into transportation here. I have taken the Magical Express there. Have you guys done that?
Yes.
We always do.
Oops, yeah. Sorry, Sam. Jinx.
Sounds pretty universal. We've all done Magical Express here. And Magical Express drops you off at the main building at like check-in area. Now, have you guys used Bell Services to hop a golf cart and get delivered off to your room from there? Or what's your experience has been?
So we usually travel pretty light, especially if we're only going to be there for 4 or 5 days. We usually will check one bag between all of us and that'll kind of get dropped off whenever it comes Magical Express wise, but we've never really had a problem getting all our stuff to the room.
Okay. So you just haul it with you then?
Yep.
Yeah. For us, we have a kind of a unique situation. My family, my brother's family who live in Chicago, we use Magical Express, but my mom and my dad, when they would drive, because they were retired from Pennsylvania, so they would actually have a vehicle there. So more times than not, they would meet us at the main area, and then they would be our taxi to whatever area we're going.
Well, I've done a little bit of both, Chad. When Tom and I've traveled just the two of us, we will send everything on Magical Express except for our backpacks. And we usually try to get in on the first flight of the day so that we're actually at the resort by 9 or 10 in the morning. And we immediately go down to the Springs bus stop and hop on the bus to a park. But last summer when we traveled, we took the last flight out from Kansas City to fly to Orlando. And then we were delayed and delayed and delayed. And we didn't actually end up at Saratoga Springs till 2 in the morning.
Ooh.
And I cannot tell you enough praises for Bell Services. When we got there, they had a van waiting for us. They put all of our luggage, because at that point we had carried our luggage, to Magical Express because we were so late. And we knew we were going to be that late, so I ripped tags off immediately at the airport in Kansas City. And we got off, got our luggage, we got on Magical Express, we got off, and I just kind of looked with a really tired expression on my face. And the Bell Services manager said, "We've got you. We've got it taken care of." They pulled up 2 vans because there were 8 of us, and they packed all of our luggage in one, went and got our groceries that had been delivered much earlier in the day, and brought them to the van, and they put us in a van and they drove us. And 2 of the Bell Service staff actually walked all of our luggage up for us. I mean, we were so exhausted. I couldn't have been more thankful. And then midway through the trip, a friend of my son's had gone with us on that trip for their graduation. And Brandon had to be back in Omaha for a conflict that she had. So, but her flight, she had to be at the airport at 6 in the morning. So Bell Services came and picked her and her luggage up at our paddock room at 3 a.m. and her back up to the main house to jump on Magical Express. And we arranged it all, and it was so easy and so worth the tip that I gave them. And I probably should have tipped them a whole lot more money than I did, but it was well worth that. And I can't say enough good about Bell Services. They are super helpful, super kind. And at 2 a.m. when they're bringing all of my stuff in, they go back and I'm putting groceries away and I realize there's a whole bag missing. And I call up to the carriage house and they run it right back to me. Within minutes, they had found that bag and ran it back to me, probably before the carriage house had gotten hold of them to tell them to.
Awesome.
So it was a great experience. I can't say enough good things about Bell Services.
Oh, I agree with you. I had an experience there as well. And I've already tweeted out the exact names. Well, at the time, it was before the at WDW guest relations, and it was just the at WDW today. So I've already tweeted out to the staff. I'd have to go back to my Twitter account to read it. But I had a situation where we had booked Magical Express and rented a car, and I have a owner's locker, and in my owner's locker, I carry a little tiny slim backpack that is just like a tiny, almost like a sling. It's a little bit bigger than a sling backpack. But my deal is when I have a rental car, I keep the keys in the backpack at all times. And so it was checkout time. We had a full 2-bedroom, like 8-9 people, everybody's stuff, rushing to get out of there. I accidentally packed the backpack in the owner's locker where it goes, but I didn't get the rental car keys out of it. And so when we called Bell Services, they came and got it. And just according to my dumb luck, I mean, like instantly after they picked it up, we go to get into the car and drive over there. We've got no keys.
Oh, stink.
Oh, yeah. Well, as my dumb luck would have it, the owner's locker team was Johnny on the spot and came back in and picked up the owner's locker by the time I could walk from paddock back up to the main resort. And the Bell Services team, the Bell Services supervisor manager, they saved my bacon. They got a hold of John over at Owner's Locker, and John was like, no problem. I got it. When's your flight? Told him he had me back with keys, got it off the truck. No problems whatsoever. I can't say enough great things about Owner's Locker for that, for their awesome customer service, and how Disney saved my bacon there. So
that's pretty great.
Yeah, it's because I'm looking at it going, I've got essentially 7 people in this minivan that's got to get back to MCO. And if they don't get there, I got to rebuy 7 flights. And that's just going to be nasty, ugly, nasty. Yeah, because it was the last flight out of the day as well when we were trying to get out. So I can't say enough great things about Bell Services over at Saratoga. Those guys completely rock. They are forever in my hero can do no wrong list. So they'd have to screw up pretty bad. So we got a little sidetrack there with our love for Bell Services and how awesome those guys are. Let's come back in and finish up transportation. We've covered Magical Express, buses. Marianne, what can you tell me about the buses?
Everybody just needs to suck it up and deal. The buses are the bus. Yes, there are a lot of bus stops. And you're going to have to wait for the buses to come. And it takes a while to get there. But you're on vacation. Relax. It's okay. We'll have a lot of fun. Also, I find that if you're smart about where you stay at Saratoga Springs, the buses are less of a problem than if you stay at other parts of the resort.
So guys, chime in and discuss this here. So what you're telling me is where you stay for room location has a big impact on your buses. So why do you guys think that is?
Well, the size of the resort.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Marianne is correct that the buses are, you just have to suck it up and realize what you're doing. Disney offers free transportation. No matter what resort you're at, there's going to be a lot of negative buses. There's a lot of stops. It's really a pain at Saratoga Springs because of the size. So where you're staying at within the resort ultimately is going to dictate how easy it's going for you to access the bus stop buses. So
let's talk about that. Okay. You know, because we kind of need to unpack that one, explain it for the listeners. And so here's the bus loop. A bus comes from the park and it goes over to Grandstand. Then it comes out and it hits Carousel. Then it hits Paddock. So it goes to all three of the Standard View bus stops first. Then it heads over to Congress Park, and then it hits the Springs, and then it's back off to the park. Okay? You got that? There's a definite loop to the buses. Grandstand, Carousel, Paddock, Congress Park, Springs. Now, I never have an issue here, but I don't do that crazy rope drop stuff anymore. I'm beyond that. So I'll get to the park after the wave, and I'll come home after the wave of the fireworks. I'll close the parks and take the last bus out of there after I, you know, suck in as much of that nighttime Magic Kingdom as I can till they shoo me out of there. So I don't really have that problem because I'm not trying to go when everybody else is trying to go. But that being said and done, for those of you who do try to rope drop or do try to go at peak times, what happens if you're staying at the Springs and you want to rope drop?
As the rope drop family, I will tell you, if you're staying at the Springs, you need to plan that the first big walk of your day, the first big steps are going to be from the Springs bus stop, either to Grandstand or Carousel. Depending on which building you're in at the Springs, both of those other bus stops are fairly close to where you're at. And those bus stops will be easier to get on that bus. If you're at the Springs bus stop and it's rope drop till about park open time, like 9 a.m., there is a good chance that you're going to have to wait for more than one bus before you're going to be able to get on that bus. Lots of times the bus will be already full and just pass the Springs stop by.
Very true.
So if you are in a hurry and you need to be at a park for a dining reservation early, or for if rope drop is super important to you because you didn't get a fast pass for Slinky Dog or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or one of those rides, you need to probably look at the map and hike on over to Grandstand or Carousel's bus stops.
And that's because of the set bus order that they hit. Grandstand, Carousel, Paddock, Congress Parks, the Springs. So when that bus rolls in, it's empty in the mornings. And Grandstand can walk right on to an empty bus. Then it goes to the second stop, the third stop, the fourth stop. If you're over there at the fifth stop, there's a good chance the bus is full by the time it gets to you.
And I know you've probably touched on this during the Treehouse show, but no matter what, if you're using a bus in a Treehouse, nothing is worse than that, because that's two buses, unless you make the walk
from the Treehouses over to the Grandstand to hop on the bus.
Yep. Right. So if you're taking two buses, that's even more time. That's even more aggravation. But like Marianne just said, it is what it is. Huge resort. They're offering you free transportation, and you just have to do the best you can with it. That's just my opinion.
And it may be one of those things that your wisest course of action is to open your Uber app and call an Uber.
Or minivan.
Or a minivan, just because we are big fans of the early morning Garden Grill reservation. We almost always try to have it on our Epcot day at 8 a.m. so that we're completely done eating and we get the first ride of the day on Soarin'. And to do that, though, we need to be at Epcot between 7:15 and 7:30 in the morning so that we can get through security and hike all the way up to the land and be there on time. So to do that, though, we need to be on one of the first buses of the day. And if we've missed it because there's a slowpoke in my family, we're probably going to be calling for an Uber or a minivan to get there, because that's really important to us. And that's just something you factor in when you're staying at Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, you definitely have to plan on that bus loop. And that's something that I really wanted to draw out here. And the other part of it is, even if you can get on at the Springs or Congress Parks, you're not likely to get a seat because the seats are going to go first. And so that's something else to just plan on with Saratoga Springs. You just need to plan on it. It's part of the deal. Plan accordingly. Is
the Chad, it's the reverse coming back, correct?
No.
It's not,
no.
I thought it was reverse coming back.
No, it is still Grandstand Carousel Paddock, Congress Park Springs. Lots of other resorts, the bus loop reverses itself, but it is always that direction at Saratoga Springs.
Well, for some reason, I always thought it was reversed on the return. No? Okay.
Lots of resorts it is, but Saratoga Springs is the one that is not reversed.
I don't think Old Key West is reversed on the way home either. So I think that one follows the same pattern. I think Animal Kingdom is the same as well. It goes to Kidani first and then over to Jumbo and then off to your park.
I think it's the moderate.
Okay.
My favorite transportation, though, is the boat. We love riding the boat over to Disney Springs.
Me too.
I have to say,
it's such a nice, like, relaxing thing to add to your vacation.
And they're cool boats, too. I love those boats. The captain of the boat just always seems to be such a nice person. I mean, they are cast members, so of course they are, but they just seem to be people that love to drive the boat, and I just think those boats are hidden gems.
Don't try to ride the boat, though, near the 3 o'clock thunderstorm time.
Yeah, that's true.
They shut them down.
If there's thunder anywhere in the area, stay off the boats, because they're just going to shut them down.
What I love about the boats well is how that whole Disney Springs area with Old Key West, Saratoga Springs, Disney Springs, how those boats are kind of the thing that connects that whole area together. And I kind of like that. It's such a huge area of just beauty to me, and so much going on and so much to do. For me and my family, those boats just seem to kind of pull everything together.
Katie and I have been known to just go hop on the boat, ride over to Saratoga Springs and not get off, and ride on back.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that. And I love where the boats let you off at Old Key West, too. You know, if you take a boat from Saratoga Springs and you make it to Old Key West, right there by the Gurgling Suitcase and the main pool area and Olivia's, I love how that is.
I do like where the boats let you off at Disney Springs, too. For the Saratoga boats, let you off kind of right in the middle of it all. So you're not on the far end where you have to hike all the way to the other end.
Yeah.
It just drops you right there in the middle of it.
And you have a choice to go wherever direction you want to go, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that is pretty nice over there. I have to say, two thumbs up on the boats. Love taking that over to Disney Springs. Now, what is your guys' take on the walking pass, like walking to Disney Springs?
So I love having the walking path over to Disney Springs. It's one of the things that I love most about Saratoga. Me and my cousin, who's a year younger than me, we like to go over to Disney Springs, get dinner, grab a couple drinks, and being able to just walk back is like a huge perk that we don't have to worry about taking a bus, or you don't have to take the boat if you don't want to. It's just a great way to get back and forth from Disney Springs.
It's a little longer walk than you think, though.
Well, when you had a couple cocktails, doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah.
Well, if you've had maybe more than a couple and you get lost on your way home.
We've done that.
I don't know anybody who's done that.
I have the silliest response to this question. It's just such a, I don't think I've ever spoke this before, but the walk from Saratoga Springs to Disney Springs is like my chance. I'm so fascinated with the geckos.
Ah.
That's my time that I'm like, okay, cool. We get to walk there so I can try to spot as many geckos as possible. I just have this living in Chicago. That's not what you see every day. So that's when I'm always looking at the ground the whole time we walk to Disney Springs from Saratoga. I don't know why. It's a silly thing I do.
Well, my youngest is pretty sure that an alligator is going to get her on that walk. So she would much prefer to ride the boat back from Disney Springs.
Yeah, incredible.
There was a walkway that cut the golf course over in the west side. That's gone, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think you can access it from that side anymore. Is that correct?
Couldn't tell you.
I, And I've never tried that, so.
Yeah, there used to be a walk. It was a long time ago. But I think that when they started the renovation, that was one of the first things they did where they made it where you couldn't. And that way, I believe, was a little bit shorter than going the normal way.
Okay, let's talk parking at Saratoga Springs. I know I've driven a car there a couple times. Has anybody else had a car while they've stayed there?
Yes, my friend Beth, who has been my best friend forever, she lives in Miami, Florida. And very often she will drive up from Miami and stay with us while we are at Disney. And so she always has her car. And parking at Saratoga Springs completely rocks because you can park right in front of your building. And it's right there. Your car is right there. You don't have to go hunting for it in the Poly parking lot somewhere, which was my other car experience, was at the Poly. It was so much better at Saratoga Springs than any resort that I've ever stayed at.
Oh, yeah. Poly's not so bad if you stay in the DVC lot, but Wilderness Lodge and Boardwalk, that's a hoof and a half to get to your car from the resort to both of those places. Samantha, you said that you've driven there a couple times?
We've rented a car there a couple times just from back and forth and get groceries and different things like that. And for us, the parking has been amazing because there always seems to be so many open spots. Like, even if a lot of the resort is sold out, you're never searching for a parking spot. We could always pull right up to our building and just go right in.
Yeah, so ample parking, that's a good thing. And I think you hit a key point there. You have an abundance of parking spots. It's usually right near your building. There's an elevator in every single building as well. That's a key thing about transportation over at Saratoga. I think it's to consider is if you're a driving family, it's got to be one of the top three places you can drive in DVC. And only rivaled by Kidani, where you can park underneath the building and park in the shade, or over at Old Key West, where you can also park right outside your building. But I think there might be a few more parking spots at Saratoga Springs, or at least it seems that way. Sam, what's your thoughts there?
So I would definitely agree. And especially at Old Key West, the thing that kind of puts Saratoga over that resort is that a lot of the buildings at Old Key West don't have an elevator. So if you're a family who you need an elevator to get the stroller in, or someone in your party is using a wheelchair, or you're just trying to bring groceries up to the room, it's a lot easier to do those things at Saratoga versus Old Key West.
Yeah, that's true. Now, who would you guys recommend this resort to? This is the ideal resort for fill in the blank.
So I actually almost picked this resort for our adults-only food and wine trip. At the seven-month mark, we were kind of trying to figure out who exactly was coming. We knew it was going to be me and my cousin, but we were also maybe planning to be joined by my mom and my aunt. So the only reason we ended up not picking Saratoga was because the one bedrooms were already gone. But I think if you're going to do an adults only, spend some time at Disney Springs, check out the dining, get some cocktails, I think it's a great place to stay.
Excellent. Marianne, who do you think is best suited for this resort?
I would probably agree that it's a good resort for an adults only trip, but I wouldn't discount it for families too. Between the pools, the community hall, the playground that they do have, and just the running space, I think it's a good resort for families too. There's a lot of really great options for families, and especially for a family that doesn't necessarily want to be in a park every single day of the trip. I think it's a really great resort for you to be at.
Yeah, point well made. Randy, what's your thoughts here?
Yeah, I agree with a lot that was said there from Sam and Marion. I mean, I believe that the adults trip only with the food and wine and with the Disney Springs right there, the different bars, restaurants, things, and higher end places, I definitely see that. But like Marianne said, there's something for everybody there. It's a large resort with a lot going on. There's a lot of kid-friendly things at Disney Springs, at Saratoga Springs. I really think that Saratoga Springs is a welcoming place for everyone. It has something for everyone.
The one caution I would have would be if you have a mobility issue, if walking is a difficult thing for you, Saratoga Springs is probably not a good choice unless you've rented an Easter. If you've rented an ECV that you can have at your resort and the parks, then you'll be fine. But if you have someone who needs a wheelchair or someone who's just a little bit advanced in age, and after they've already walked 10 miles at Epcot, to come back and have to walk to get to anywhere at the resort, it may be something that you might want to think about before you book at Saratoga Springs.
I think that's a fair point, because it is so much distance between those 18 buildings and the lobby. I don't think any of them I would call really close. And I think Old Key West has the same consideration to go in, but I think Saratoga is going to rank over Old Key West because there are elevators in every building. But in terms of who this is for, I've stayed there on adult trips. I've stayed there on a guy trip. I've stayed there with the family. I've stayed there a couple different times now, and I can't honestly say that it wasn't a bad experience for anybody. Do I think the pools are a little better for like kids' areas over at Kidani or the Wilderness Lodge splash area? Maybe, maybe not. But the reality of it is with kids, you just add water and they're going to have fun. Okay, it doesn't really matter. Yes, we look at it and say this is nicer, or has more options. They're going to have fun no matter what. Just let them get wet and spray. I really think this is a great resort if you're a value-orientated point stretcher. And let me back that up, because with the MyDVC Points app, we're running calculations and we have a stretch and splurge feature. And anytime you come in and you run that and you ignore the Animal Kingdom value resorts that are impossible to get, and you ignore the standard rooms over at Boardwalk, which are almost as impossible to get, but a little bit more approachable, you're really left with three choices, and that's a standard view at Animal Kingdom, a standard view at Saratoga, or Old Key West. And of the three, Saratoga is always the most available. So to me, if I have a recommendation for somebody, I would say this is the resort to stay in if you're trying to stretch your points the furthest and you don't win the lottery of Animal Kingdom value or Boardwalk standard being open. That's my recommendation for that, because I think the resort is really cool. And as I look back, the managers, the recreation team, the wait staff, everybody there that I've talked to has been absolutely off the hook incredible. And really, the other thing that I've noticed is I ended up talking with one of the cashiers one day, and come to find out, she's a retired animator and she worked on the Little Mermaid series. So you can come back in and ask about that one if you're a fan of The Little Mermaid. That there's one of the animators there is now just working like a retirement job as a cashier there at Artist Palace and the gift shop.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a little hidden nugget. I found that little tidbit out, and you guys might want to take that into consideration. Randy, what are some of the other big issues or debates or questions that you see come up time and time again in your Facebook group that we haven't covered yet?
Well, the biggest issue that we have, that I have, and I've spoke to my family about, and we bought into Saratoga Springs. We didn't really know any better at the time. This is 2006. We really didn't know what we were getting into as far as the nuts and bolts and how it worked. At 11 months, very easy to book anywhere you want to stay. At 7 months, it's extremely difficult, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to stay somewhere else. We like to stay everywhere. We like to try different resorts. We realize Saratoga Springs is our home, and we love it. We accept it. But we'd like to try other places, and a lot of times, you can't get in anywhere else.
Now, you're a studio stayer, right?
No, I'm a villa. I'm usually a one- or two-bedroom.
Really? And you're having that much trouble at 7 months?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's specific places we would want to try to get into, and it's just... It seems like it's sometimes possible. Earlier, when we first bought in, it seemed a lot easier. We were able to get into Grand Californian with no problem. We were able to get into Wilderness Lodge, things like that. But now, it just doesn't seem like we're able to get into as many places as we'd like to. And that's fine. We love Saratoga Springs. But we didn't realize at the time Saratoga Springs was the easiest place to get into. So it's a little frustrating knowing that place that you can book in 11 months, the place you could get into in a month.
And let's just talk about that as well. And sure. That really boils down to the size. This is the largest DVC resort out there. One of these 18 buildings is almost the size of everything that Grand Cal has to offer. Okay, it is that tight. Grand Cal has a couple more two bedrooms and a couple more lock-offs in it than one building from Saratoga, and there's 18 of them. It's really a matter of size here that makes this thing available at the 7-month mark. And it's also a demand thing because it is available. So people look at it and go, if I can go someplace else, I will, because I know sooner or later I'm going to end up at Saratoga. So why should I choose to go there?
Right. True. True. I agree with you 100%. And another thing that bothers me is I think Saratoga Springs gets a lot of, for some reason, those things seem to, I don't know if people think it's watered down because of that. The easier resorts it is to get into, people kind of look down on. And I think all the DVC resorts are supposed to be looked at the same. They're all deluxe resorts. So it does bother me when people kind of undermine Saratoga Springs and Old Key West and that whole area as if they're the little stepbrother to everyone else. And I realize that people don't like the walking. People don't like the size of the resort.
I think you could pick up any one of these Disney resorts, move it away from the theme park, and it would be a great destination resort in and of itself, Saratoga Springs included.
I agree. I would love to see the dining. Now, you did say the Turf Club, great, and I want to try that. But I think that the size of the resort, there could be more dining. There could be character dining. We have the new transportation now with Riviera. And there's always rumors that the Disney Springs area will eventually get something like that. But that's also something that don't have for a large resort is we only have the bus system. We don't have those different things. And that's kind of bothers me a little bit. I would like to see something built, which I think eventually will be.
Oh, I think Skyliners going in there would be just a game changer. Give me that Skyliner from Typhoon Lagoon to Disney Springs to Old Key West to Saratoga Springs. Okay, connect that into the Skyliner system. You've got a game changer.
I don't know how the rest of you guys feel, but I just feel that that area, with as many DVC owners that there are, and for how busy that area is, I just feel that that area deserves something like that.
I agree with you. It annoys me when people call it the resort of last resort. I'm like, there isn't a resort of last resort. You're at Disney World. All of the resorts have pluses and they have minuses, and every resort has something that makes it great. And there is a lot to love at Saratoga Springs. I will always be a big fan of Saratoga Springs. I can add 2 or 3 extra days to my trip staying at Saratoga Springs versus staying at one of the monorail resorts or even the new Skyliner resorts.
I mentioned this. It's the value conscious person, because your points will go farther here.
Absolutely.
And those two bedrooms, they're spacious. They feel like apartments. And our family, we only have 5 of us, which seems crazy that we're doing a 2-bedroom, but we like our space and we like to be able to spread out. And then there's 3 TVs and everybody has a place to be. And it's just really comfortable there. And it's reasonably priced points wise.
And another thing I tell people that are point conscious, people that where else on any Disney World property or Disney DVC property are you going to find a 3-bedroom, not a grand villa, but a treehouse villa, which is a 3-bedroom? Where else are you going to find a 3-bedroom for those points? You're not. You're not. Treehouse villa, it does have some, you know, you're off the beaten path and things like that, but you have some stuff to work through with being all the way over there, but you're not going to get a 3-bedroom anywhere for that amount of points.
I think you bring up a really good point about grand villas as well, because when you compare out the standard view real grand villas, the 12-person sleeping grand villas at Saratoga, in Walt Disney World, they're only second on the value points charts to Old Key West. Okay, so if you can't get an Old Key West 3-bedroom, consider moving over to Saratoga Springs, because they are pretty attractive on a point chart. Not quite as sexy as the Old Key West 3-bedrooms over there, because those things are just amazingly cheap.
Yeah.
But you won't go wrong there.
Yeah, it's absolutely, you're never going to get a three bed as old Key West. I did forget about that. But yeah, you're right about Saratoga Springs.
Now, let's key in on this comment here that you made, Marianne, about the Saratoga Springs as the resort of last resort. Because I think this new renovation is about to change all of that. What do you guys think of the new room renovations?
I cannot wait. We travel a lot of times, my husband and I and our youngest, who is 12. I cannot wait to have a real bed for her in a studio and not have one of those pull-out couches that, let's be honest, nobody sleeps real well on. So I cannot wait to have those Murphy beds in those rooms.
Same here. I usually travel with at least one other adult, and sometimes everybody wants to have their own bed. So having the option of that pull-down Murphy bed and not the couch bed is great. And also, although I love the theming of the rooms at Saratoga, some of them you kind of look at and you're like, this could use a bit of a refresh. And if they're anything like the refurb that Old Key West just got, I'm super excited to see these new rooms.
Yeah, me too. When I first saw the initial pictures that people were putting out on our Facebook page, I was blown away. The Murphy bed, the folds of the couch, and I'm fine with the jacuzzi tubs.
That are gone?
I don't know. My family, no one ever used them. They would kind of got in the way. I love the way the shower looks and spacious.
You know, in all honesty, when we throw our kids in the tub, we got to worry that they're going to turn those things on and their hair is going to get sucked up into the jacuzzi tub somehow.
To me, it was just a waste of space. It just doesn't seem like the vacation for those. But other families may have used them a lot, but obviously they haven't, because they wouldn't get rid of them. But I'm okay with that. I love the new rooms. I'm so excited to stay in one.
I love the white and bright and modern look of them. The old decorating in the rooms in Saratoga Springs was a little on the dark side. So The brightening up and the white is just going to make them feel even bigger than they are. And I can't wait for all the rooms to be done.
I think it's a game changer for the resort. Now, I have heard a couple of drawbacks to them, and I can verify that one of them is a definite drawback, because the same refurbishment has gone on over at Pop Century. So I've slept on the pull-down Murphy bed, and I thought it was better than a normal pull-out bed, but it's still not a real bed. Okay, that was my own take on it. And the other part that I thought was a little bit on the annoying side is these LED lights that are in the bathroom that are in the GFI. They're night lights that are built into the wall, and they're this blinding bright white light. And the only way to cut those things off is to trip the GFI, where you hit the test button. And of course, once you hit the test button, if you were to plug something else into the room, it's not going to work. Now, I think there's enough other outlets in the room that it really doesn't matter. But if you're a person that wants to plug in your hairdryer or your shaver and leave it there and not mess with it, you're going to have to unplug it, trip the GFI, and do all that kind of stuff.
I can see that being annoying.
So I just need to put on my packing list, post-it notes, or tape to cover up the light?
Yeah, or trip the GFI, which I think it's going to end up getting tripped so much from people turning it off that they're going to wear out the GFIs, and we're going to end up having to replace them and pay to do that with our dues. So, as a Saratoga Springs owner, not too happy about that part of it. But other than that, these new room refurbishments, they look to be the bomb. Have you guys heard anything else about the room refurbishments?
Well, I think one of the other drawbacks that Donna had posted on the Facebook group was the fact that the studios don't have a table for like you to sit and eat a meal at, or people who do work on vacation. Like, there's nowhere for you to really do that unless you're using the coffee table. So that could definitely be a drawback with all these new designs. They're not bringing everything over into the new refurb.
Yeah, I remember that. And before we recorded this, I called Donna and talked with her on it. And she's absolutely positively right. There is no sit down and have a meal table. There's the little coffee table that has this extend up like table ledge to it, but it's either all the way down or all the way up. It's not adjustable. And I could see if you're trying to get some work done on a laptop on vacation, heaven forbid the thought, but let's be honest, it's going to happen. I know it's happened to me before. It's going to happen again, that we're going to have to do this, that there really wasn't a place to do that, or to come back in and sit down and eat your leftovers or bring anything food back to the room and eat. You just don't have a table in those studios to do that. That's the one drawback that I had.
That'll be frustrating for us because Tom never can go on vacation without working at least one or two days while we're on vacation. We leave him behind and go to the park, and he works from Disney. So that will be a drawback for him. He'll just have to figure it out when we're in studio. So, or maybe that's the reason we're going to have to upgrade to one bedrooms.
I'm telling you, there's always a good reason to get more points. I can justify 50 million reasons why we all need more points.
And those people at DVC Resale Market love it when you justify the reason why we need more points.
Yeah, that they do. So let's start to wrap this show up. Is there anything else that you guys can think about for this resort? We've kind of defended its honor a little bit. We've talked about the pros and the cons. Can you think of anything else that's out there that's in the community about Saratoga Springs?
Well, I think ultimately it's a financial decision to buy and see. And Saratoga Springs is still one of the best buys that you can get. The dues are always in the lower end of dues, and the points are still not that expensive. So maybe we need to keep it the best kept secret of DZ and not let everybody know how great it is so that we can keep buying more points for this resort.
It's a great value, in my opinion.
So for me, as someone who owns the other redheaded stepchild of DVC, at Old Key West, and my thing always is don't listen to all the negativity that's on some Facebook group sometimes about Saratoga. Go check it out. Try it out. Every resort, like Marianne said, has its pros and its cons, and you might go to Saratoga and really, really like it. So don't discount it before you've tried it.
Randy, it's now $165 a point direct.
Is it really?
Yeah, and resale is hovering at the 100 mark, give or take, depending on how loaded or unloaded the contract is. So it is still a really great value over at resale, and it's not a bad value over direct, but when it comes to the 188 for Riviera, they're kind of pricing it up there to make Riviera look a little bit more attractive, in my opinion.
Riviera is going to go way up as soon as it opens, though.
Yep.
Yeah, they're pretty proud of that. And they still sell an awful lot of these because we see Saratoga bought up all the time on right of first refusal. So people are still buying it direct, and Disney is snatching up those contracts from the resale market and turning around and flipping them to people who want to add on direct or even buy into DVC direct over at Saratoga Springs. I can tell you the reason why I own Saratoga Springs points, and it's because they are cheap. That is my number one deciding factor of buying there, was they were cheap, and I have other points that are more expensive that I do use at the 11-month mark. So I kind of added Saratoga into my portfolio just to have some network resort points. Okay, then, let's go ahead and wrap this show up. So I'm going to go around and ask everybody here a final parting thought on Saratoga Springs and where a listener can follow up with you if they've got more questions. Marianne, could you start us off?
Sure. You can find me in the My DVC Point community. And I'm also a member of Randy's group, the Saratoga Springs. I really enjoy the family atmosphere of Saratoga Springs. I think it's worth it for a family who may want to save a little money and enjoy a non-park day, as well as it's a good point stretcher. I can stay for 7 days there really easily on the points I own. So give it a try. It's a great place to be.
Randy?
Yeah, anybody that hasn't tried it, I would say that it's definitely worth it. I think you heard a lot of great things on the show here that you may be missing out on. I love it. 13 years owner there, and I've stayed at almost every other sea resort in Walt Disney World, and I put it right there with any other one. You can find me on the Saratoga Springs Resort for DVC members on Facebook. I definitely recommend Saratoga Springs. It's a great place.
Awesome. And I'll definitely put a link in the show notes. And Samantha, bring us home.
So like we've said a lot of great things about this resort in this show. And for me, Saratoga Springs is all about the vibe. It's all about that laid back, put your feet up, enjoy your vacation kind of vibe. And the more days you can get at Disney, the better. So definitely try it out if you're looking to stretch some points. If you're looking to follow up with me, you can find me on the MyDVC Points community on Facebook. And you can also find me at Adventures by Sam on Instagram. I do a lot of blogging and trip reports on there. So if you're ever looking for some trip advice, reach out to me.
Awesome. And also as well, Sam does a lot of our show notes as well. So when I tell you something's in the show notes at mydvcpoints.com/062 or 064, which is always the episode number, you can thank Samantha because she writes an awful lot of the show notes for us and previews the episodes. And I can't thank her enough for that. Thanks everybody for tuning in. I am going to leave this one cliffhanger question and there'll be no discussion here, but because Saratoga and Old Key West get paired up a lot of times and compared, I'm going to ask everybody here to answer this question. Are you Team Saratoga or Team Old Key West? And this is a loaded question because I know where you guys own. Marianne?
Team Saratoga.
Samantha?
Team Old Key West.
I knew it was a loaded question. Randy?
Team Saratoga.
And even though I'm a Saratoga owner, I'm going to have to come down and go, I'm Team Old Key West. It's just, I can't say why. I can't say why. We'll have to save it for the Old Key West Resort Show. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. And thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Thanks everybody
for having me.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to welcome back to the show, Andy Berry. How you doing, Andy?
I am doing totally awesome, Chad. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. And we are just doing a mini little add-on here onto the Saratoga Resort Series. Now, we've heard everything about this resort so far. We've talked about tree houses. We've talked about the spa. We've talked about the golf course. And then two episodes on the rooms and the resorts itself. So I brought you back in for this little tiny little mini recap here to talk about resales at Saratoga. So okay, Andy, cool. What can you tell me about resales at Saratoga if somebody's interested in buying in at this resort?
Resale at Saratoga is, first and foremost, it is the most economical resort to own at. When you take a look at the number of years left on the lease and you add in the dues for 2020, it continues to be at the top of the charts.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great value. I bought it not to use at Saratoga. I bought it there just to use elsewhere. Like, I plan on going to Alani on these points.
A lot of families do that because you can buy a lot of points because the average price per point is significantly lower than many of the other resort locations.
I remember seeing an article not long ago, Andy, that Saratoga Springs was the number one resold timeshare in the world. Like, nothing even came close to it.
Yeah, because it's got over 1,100 villas. If you take that and triangulate to the number of points that would be available for those villas, it's like well over 12 or 13 million points that Disney has available for sale or usage.
Yeah, so they probably sold, 13, 14 million points here? So they're all the time coming up in the market. And with that many points out there, it's huge. It's by far the largest DVC resort out there. And so you would think it would have that much movement as well in it.
Yeah, we can't keep enough Saratoga Springs inventory in place. In fact, if you look at it today, you can start with as little as 50 points and go all the way up to, I think it's about 350 points is the top number. But we have constant flow in and out of Saratoga Springs points and listings. So if you see a Saratoga listing that you really like, good chances are tomorrow it'll be gone.
So I guess what the moral of that story is, if you see a Saratoga listing that you like, you better hop on it and get a bid in there because it's the number one resold timeshare. This thing moves.
Yes, it does.
Andy, what are we looking at right now for average sales price on the resale market compared to direct pricing?
So if you look at Saratoga's pricing, average prices run on resale about $100 to $105 per point. And if you look at it from a direct standpoint, you could purchase that at $165 a point.
That's a $60 a point spread there.
Hard to believe. About a 38% savings versus our average retail price.
Wow, that's some serious coin there. And I guess that explains why this is resold so much is you can save a lot of money from buying it direct by going to the resale market.
Exactly. And with so many villas that they have in inventory, it's fairly easy to get a resort there too, even a destination resort.
Any other final thoughts here on Saratoga resale, Andy? Did we miss anything here?
Well, I mean, you know, Saratoga, just in general, and I know you've talked about this many times. It's so close to Disney Springs. You can spend a day at the parks and then come back, change, shower up, and walk over to Disney Springs and grab a bite to eat. And that's a whole other experience in itself.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really not that far from Epcot and Hollywood Studios either.
What I really like about Saratoga is the only place you can stay in a treehouse, an elevated treehouse. And if you're looking for that family legacy trip, there's only 66 treehouse villas located there. And
yeah, that is the thing that sells out there the fastest, that and studios.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining the show, Andy. Where can people follow up with you guys at if they're looking to add on at Saratoga or even just buy in there for the first time? I think it's a great resort to buy in for the first time.
Yep, it is, Chad. You can get me direct at Andy, A-N-D-Y, at dvcresalemarket.com. And most people don't forget me from the movie Toy Story because my name is on the bottom of Woody's left-hand boot. Or also direct 949-412-0850. Again, Andy at dvcresalemarket.com and 949-412-0850.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining the show, Andy, for this little mini Saratoga Springs recap.
You're certainly welcome, Chad, and have a magical day.
Well, that puts our 2019 Saratoga Springs series in the books. Next week, we'll be back with a couples interview. Matt and Lori are going to share their story of starting their family through adoption and all of that process that happened there and pivoting into DVC and the reasons why. It's a great interview and just a little spoiler alert here. I got a little emotional in that interview. I got a little choked up. So it's a great show coming up for you. The week after that, we're going to be talking with Humberto Santos. He was an opening member of the DVC sales team over at Boardwalk Resort. Coming back in and getting his story. And then after that, we're going to talk with Randy from this episode and do a little deeper dive into his DVC story. I would like to thank DVC Resale Market, Vacation Club Loans, and all of the Patreons for supporting our show. As a matter of fact, I need to give a shout out to all the Patreons. So thank you to Brian, Grant, Randy, Pat, David, Dan, Todd, Steve, Amanda, Melissa, Jeffrey, Samantha, Mary, Lauren, Daniel, Jeremy, Shannon, Robert, Andy, Jared, and Robert. Thank you guys all so much for supporting the show the way you guys do. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate that. If not, I wish you a happy holiday season.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.